of how we succeed in Iraq. This morning, we saw the full power of the presidency to have the entire United States Naval Academy serve as a platform, as a front drop and a backdrop for a presidential speech, reinforced with a very large sign, front and back, that says Plan for Victory. It reminds you of an aircraft carrier and mission accomplished. It's interesting that whenever the president or the vice president or other officials speak about Iraq or the war on terror, they do so mostly in front of troops. So let's begin today by making it clear, by understanding what this real debate is about and what it is not about. Jack and I can't summon the Naval Academy here or West Point to be our backdrop to talk about the truth about Iraq. But we can summon the truth. And the truth is that the president draws a false line in trying to make his case to America. The troops don't belong to his point of view. They belong to America and to Americans. They are Americans. And the best way to protect the troops, the best way to stand up for the troops, is to provide the best policy for success in Iraq. All of us believe our troops are doing an extraordinary job. Jack and I and others have visited Bethesda Naval Hospital or Walter Reed or other parts of our country. We've talked to troops who've been wounded. We've talked to the troops who've come home. We understand and we know their views that they're bringing back with us, and we share their view. They are committed to this mission. They believe in this mission, and we...
The nerve to talk about how Boy George covers himself in a mirage of soldiers flanked in front and in back of him when he does his little speeches. You say this while you flank yourself with a mirage of corporate reporters who basically are all in the same team as the administrators of the ruling order. And of course, behind you is nothing draped but American flags, symbolizing your obedience and allegiance to this empire. And then you talk about how Boy George is talking about or drawing a false line on the issue of these imperial wars. Well, as if you're not, because if you weren't drawing a false line in misdirection, of course you would be talking about the influence of big oil, the arms dealers, the grand chessboard strategy by the imperialists, neocons. But see, you're all on the same team, so your line is just as crooked as a pencil. Check it out. You're listening to 103.3, 101.1, creekradio.org with Skid in Santa Cruz, 104.1 in Berkeley, 107.5 North Carolina, zephreport.com, that's Z-E-P-H, report.com, for the archive sections of slaves, radioforall.net, the universe. And of course, just check out the Slave Revolt blog to find out, and archives to find out. Just go Slave Revolt Radio in your Google web. Tonight, we're going to go in some of these shadows and deal with Malcolm's legacy. Check us out.
Attention! Seekers everywhere! I was right! Everything I knew was wrong!